Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one-coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
He is known to be one of the most fearless journalists in the world. He kicks ass and chews bubblegum at the same time. He is Shepard Ambellus. And you are listening to The Shepard Ambellus Show.
Good morning, folks. Buckle up because we are diving into the economic storm that's brewing out there. Trust me, it's not looking pretty good. For days, I've been sounding the alarm on this, and I've been telling you exactly where this train is headed. And now, finally, the so-called experts are starting to catch up. But the question is, what's really happening to our economy under President Trump's tariff blitz? And more importantly, will hardworking Americans even have jobs to go to in the coming months? Let's cut through the noise. Trump's tariffs, bold taxes, all this is slapped onto imports and it's shaking things up. And so far, it's not quite turning out like people hoped. And hopefully that all changes and reverses, but it could get worse. And vendors are jacking up prices. They're having to import from other countries. There's just a mess out there right now. And we're basically in a trade war with China. Larry Fink, the head honcho over at BlackRock, the world's largest asset manager, of course. This guy's got a pulse on the global economy, I guess you could say, because, you know, they've basically bought up, you know, all the tangible assets in the world between them and two other firms. But he's dropping a bombshell that we might already be in the early stages of a recession. That's right, a recession. Fink's been talking to CEOs across the country, and they're not just nervous. They're sounding the alarm that the economy is already on shaky ground. Fink even floated the idea that stocks could tank another 20%. That's right, 20%. But here's the kicker. These tariffs, they could just be pouring fuel on the fire, driving up inflation and making it harder for the Federal Reserve to pull out of this mess. But why does this all matter? Because we have to wonder what the bigger play is, what the bigger plan and what the bigger agenda is. Is Donald Trump a genius, and is all this going to turn around and fix America and make this seemingly crumbled third world nation? Is his tariffs going to make the nation great again? I mean, the government can't even fix potholes in the road. So, you know, I have a hard time believing that anything is going to get better, but we will see, and we'll keep checking in on all of this. A lot going on in the news, ladies and gentlemen. 73% of Americans are financially stressed. And two-thirds say these tariffs are a concern. A lot of people wondering, you know, ultimately where this is all headed, and people are growing uneasy. 73% of respondents to the CNBC survey said they are definitely financially stressed. And 66% of that group pointing to the tariff wars. So, you know, a lot of this adding increased frustration to already frustrated Americans that cannot afford to pay their power bills and their light bills and their internet bills, kind of like this show, which needs all the support it can get at all times, because obviously I want to try and grow the show and make it better. And I do appreciate the good supporters we do have. And I want to give a big shout out to Rusty Shackelford, who I see out there in the YouTube chat. Thank you for helping keep the lights on over here, my brother. Always appreciate you. Rusty is a great supporter of the show. And quite frankly, if Rusty wasn't even there, the show probably wouldn't even exist, you know? But hopefully we can get some more supporters going, because, you know, obviously they've got me shadow banned. I started really hammering out the truth and not playing the left-right paradigm. Some of our great listeners of the show apparently didn't like that. They wanted to play the Trump bandwagon game. And I'm not going to play that game. I mean, I will. If Trump's doing good, he's doing good. If he's doing bad, he's doing bad. I'll report it. You know, he does some good stuff. Right now, it's yet to be seen. But all I know is Americans cannot afford this tariff war, and they can't afford it that long. So, you know, so I mean, something has to go on here. Now, the NASDAQ already down today, 35 points. So we'll see where that's all going. The Dow down 246.59. And, you know, people are worried about their jobs. Market Watch is reporting that people are more worried now about their jobs than they were in the COVID pandemic era. Think about that. What? Think about how strange and foreign the COVID pandemic era was, how everything was shut down. Everyone was worried and panicked about their jobs. Well, that panic is now worse. People are starting to wake up and realize that AI and robotics are going to replace them. And they ultimately know that there will be zero jobs left. And if there are jobs left, you would have to be better than any other American. And they have Americans that are basically like super soldiers. And so, you know, any just average American's not going to have a job. If you're a super soldier and you live it and breathe it 24 hours a day, you might be able to build robots in a factory, in a sweatshop type environment. If not, nothing. And that's what people are thinking in their heads. They ultimately know that's coming. I mean, the news does a good job at distracting Americans and, you know, telling them that this is, that kind of stuff is not coming, but then it all of a sudden it just comes, because that's their job. That's the media's job, is to distract you just long enough until where they can implement it. And they're rolling out legions and legions of robots, robot armies. You know, Elon Musk plans on rolling his Optimus out all over the world. They plan on having over 1 billion Optimus robots. They don't need 10 billion Optimus robots. They don't even need people at that point. It's like one per person. You know, the replacement for people is here. It's coming. A lot of fund managers out there are speaking out. The Independent did a report where they quietly fear Trump doesn't have a tariff plan and that he just might be insane. You know, the headline sounds kind of like propaganda, but a lot of people wondering what his ultimate end game and plan is. Maybe he does have a brilliant plan. I heard him say the other day that he made $4 billion on that stock market play when he essentially manipulated the market the other day, and some other guy he knows made $900 million. So obviously, that, you know, if a president can just manipulate the market and make money, you know, I mean, because he knows what he's doing, right? Maybe his inside traders do as well. So it looks like there's a lot of that going on. Guys, no matter what, they're never cutting money. They're lying. And the budget deficit always is getting bigger. And this time, the budget deficit has widened. Another $1.3 trillion as interest on public debt hits a record. And MarketWatch is reporting that the gap between federal revenue and government spending widened to more than $1.3 trillion in the first half of the fiscal year, driven by a record amount of spending on the public debt. Data disclosed on Thursday by the Treasury Department showed a deficit of $1.307 trillion for October through March, the first 6 months of the fiscal 2025. This was the second highest fiscal year deficit the United States has ever seen. Only the deficit of $1.76 trillion in the first half of fiscal 2021 was larger. So we're overspending. We just can't cut that spending. They're just spending more. They're saying that Doge is cutting. They're just spending more. Then there's interest payments on all this, and we're ultimately going to default to the Federal Reserve Bank. And the Federal Reserve Bank owners, which are 8 private individuals, will own the corporation of the United States and all of its assets, including the people, and they will turn you in to slaves. You think I'm joking? I'm not. Now, one of the drivers of this deficit was record high interest. They're saying, obviously, $582 billion in interest, and that's up $60 billion from the comparable year period of 2024. Treasury officials say that the weighted average interest rate on the debt has been constant at 3.28% over the past 4 months, and barely different than the 3.30%.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Seen in October and November. So there you have it. Obviously, the rising tariffs, this tariff war, and all of this escalating it. Guys, in a secret meeting, China acknowledged its role in U.S. infrastructure hacks. But could this also be a cover story for what the deep state has coming? We all heard Tucker Carlson talking about a blackout scenario. Also, once a widespread event happens to some extent, they won't want that news to spread around the world. So could there be a blackout scenario? But in this Wall Street Journal article, they're saying Chinese officials acknowledged in a secret meeting that Beijing was behind widespread series of alarming cyber attacks on U.S. infrastructure. And you know, obviously the Chinese are at it. But how much of this do we believe? You know, how much do we really know what's propaganda and what's not? BlackRock's Larry Fink says the U.S. is very close to a recession and may literally be in one now. The CEO said on Friday that he thinks the U.S. economy has weakened to a point of growth, possibly turning negative. That's right. We are headed in a downward spiral, Fink says. Says the once great nation is now crumbling and headed right into the ground. Fears of an economic slowdown have risen sharply since President Donald Trump unveiled widespread tariffs last week. And this sparked a big sell-off in the stock market. Guys, it's like a big fire sale. People trying to get out of it. They're trying to get into other investments, but everything is just going to shit. And we know this because the dollar's collapsing. The dollar's at its lowest. Gold's at an all-time high. And these tariffs on China have risen to at least 145%. And ladies and gentlemen, everything is made in China, which means your whole life is going to raise 145%. Let me roll a clip.
I've lost track on whether this includes reciprocals, it doesn't, and how we got to 145%. Kaylee.
Yeah, Ed, this really is about math and how these tariffs layer on top of each other, as there are different tariff regimes that China is subject to. As President Trump made clear yesterday in his post on Truth Social, he has raised the reciprocal tariff rate on China to now 125%. That, of course, has been escalated multiple times due to China's retaliation. But that did not include the 20% tariff that he had already put into place on Chinese goods earlier this year over the trade of fentanyl. So it's about adding that 125 to that 20% that was already existing, which gets us to the total rate of 145%. Now, this was actually all there in the White House's fine print, but obviously, it's difficult to understand with this fast-moving story how all of these tariffs work in tandem together, but it does seem that this is a figure that was higher, at least, than the market previously understood it to be, which is why we're seeing things take a turn. And this comes despite the fact that President Trump in the Oval Office yesterday said that he couldn't imagine taking tariffs on China any further than he already had, but maybe perhaps this is further than was previously understood, keeping in mind that China has still an 84% retaliatory rate on U.S. goods. It remains to be seen whether or not they will escalate that further and whether or not they are willing to pick up the phone and talk to Donald Trump, as he has suggested he is willing to talk to Xi Jinping, wants to make a deal, thinks China wants to make a deal. But we have seen no sign of that yet, as this trade war between the two largest economies only seems to be intensified.
All right, there you go. Bloomberg saying things are getting pretty weird. Now, Kevin O'Leary says people miss this about China. Let's see what Kevin O'Leary said, the famous Shark Tank investor. Let's hear what he says on Fox Business. Here we go.
Joining me now, the man himself, O'Leary Ventures Chairman Kevin O'Leary. You know, Kevin, you reminded me with that comment, smash heads into the wall. You reminded me of what Xi Jinping said, okay? When he was celebrating the 100-year anniversary of the Chinese Communist Party, he said, anybody who gets in the way of China's reunification with Taiwan is going to get their head smashed to dust. Remember he said that? Is that where you got that?
It was ringing in my mind, Maria, that the rhetoric was just being raised, and I thought it would be a good comeback. But, you know, at this point, we got to face reality here. China is not just a trade war. We have to figure out a way to finally fix the problems that have existed for since 2000 when they joined the WTO. They've never abided by the rules and regulations, ever. There's no mechanism by which you can dispute any kind of business issue, including IP theft. And it's a typical situation. I'll make it very simple for everybody to understand. You invest in innovation in the United States, and the product takes off, and as soon as it hits a run rate of 5 million annually, it gets knocked off in China, manufactured there, reintroduced into the U.S. market at around 30 to 40% off, because they don't have to recuperate any R&D, and sometimes the original innovating company goes bankrupt. I've kind of had enough of that now. I've been watching it. I've never been able to litigate there, and I can't even get access to their financial markets or even sell products there sometimes without having a partner that's 51%. I want you to be aware of something, Maria, that I think people missed yesterday. Atkins was approved. His nomination went through for head of the SEC. Then Senator Scott issued a letter, made it public yesterday, that he had asked this person.
23 mil pesos mexicanos.
So there you go, Kevin O'Leary talking about China knocking off U.S. business. So, you know, once they start producing 5 million units annually, you know, say you invent like a new purse or a clothing line or something, you make 5 million units, China will go knock it off, typically put the U.S. company out of business. And then we, as Americans, really have no recourse because you can't really sue in China.
This new sheriff at the SEC isn't going to mess around. And I think this is important to continue the pressure on China to come to the table.
Yeah, it's a great point because I asked Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent this very question yesterday. I mean, look, Kevin, we talk about this all the time. We've got all these companies, Chinese companies, trading on U.S. exchanges. Some of them have already been sanctioned. Some of them have already been put on certain lists, you know, blacklists or whatever in the U.S. And they're still trading on U.S. exchanges and, you know, enabling or allowing U.S. investors to buy these stocks and, in effect, fund the expansion of our number one adversary. So I'm wondering how far they're going to go. Do we have that Scott Bessent soundbite? Because I went and I asked.
So, you know, a little bit of all that going on. There's always conflicts with China and business and stuff. So, you know, but ultimately everything's made in China, and this is all going to cost Americans. I mean, to set up factories here in America and all this stuff, it's just a pipe dream. The shit would take some time. Right. So there's no way this would be happening overnight anyways. And why would companies come set up factories in America to avoid Trump's tariffs when the next administration, like another Biden administration, will just undo everything that Trump did? By the time those factories are built, they'll have to rip them back down. No one is going to play that game. They're too smart because they know every 4 years they just flip the script and then they flip it back. And then, I mean, it's just, you know, once you've done that 100 times, it's just a real easy thing to see. But somehow the American people miss it every single time and are duped up into this. Guys, there is no rainbows, no unicorns, and no sunshine on this show today. I am just giving it to you exactly how it is. I'm telling the truth on all this stuff and laying out this stuff, you know, with my opinion and all of this stuff. I historically have called so much stuff in advance and at least talk about it on the show and get it out there, and are typically way ahead of the spear on a lot of stuff. But I personally don't really see this getting better in even the long term, because ultimately everything's on a decline, in my opinion, and mostly due to like the subject matter of my book and what's coming. And if you guys really want to know what's coming, you can get my book, Hidden Axis: Forces Beyond the Visible World, available at Barnes and Noble, Amazon Books. The links are down below, and find out really what's coming and where all this is headed. Guys, I'll be back on later. Please share the show out. Please subscribe, but make sure you hit that bell right now. Hit that bell button on the YouTube. If you're listening on YouTube, the show also archives the Apple Podcasts and Spotify for your listening pleasure. But please support the show. Make a pledge today. I need to keep this all going, but not only keep it going, we need to get video. We need to get phone lines. I'm working on it. I'm trying to figure it all out. Things are expensive. There's some cheaper alternatives. I was trying to sign up for a phone line the other day and it wouldn't take my card. It's like literally like the most bizarre thing I've ever seen. So I'm trying to find like another system, and we will see where it all goes. But please send in money. The more funding, the better the show gets, the more shows we have, and we'll have video and longer episodes and all that stuff. So help keep it all going. Thanks, guys. I'll see you later. Links in the description. Make a pledge today. Thanks, Mark.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.